T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen Ten in the morning now, 7:47 here on KNSS. Three big things. Three. Negotiations continue in Washington on pandemic relief today. Unemployment help, a sticking point.
Two.
Tropical storm Isaias brushes Florida, threatens the U.S. East Coast.
One.
Local authorities investigating a fatal stabbing, a fatal shooting, and a fatal traffic accident over the weekend. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some heavy traffic westbound on Kellogg. It's between Oliver and Hillside. Watch for a bit of a traffic slowdown there. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and mild today with a high of 81 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 59. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high again of 81 degrees. Now partly cloudy. Northeast wind at 8 miles per hour and 64 degrees. 7:48 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. The July Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index advanced above growth neutral to its best level since March of 2019. The index is a leading economic indicator for the 9-state region that includes Kansas and Oklahoma. After falling below growth neutral for 3 straight months, the overall index bounced into positive territory for June and July. Business Conditions Index, which ranges between 0 and 100, increased to 57.4 from June's 50.3. But we got to have a few more of these months like this to get back anywhere near where we were before all this hit with the pandemic. Kansas Business Conditions Index for July increased to 59.2 from June's 45.1. Index is a monthly survey of supply managers. Puts out by, again, Ernie Gosch, he's the index editor and author there at Creighton University. Keep an eye on that as far as trends in the Midwest and the economy here. Stadiums are looking for ways to bring fans back to the stands in time for sports in the fall.
Fox on Tech.
Cotton Bowl Marketing Director Julian Bowman describes the emptiness of the Dallas Sports Stadium as a weird feeling.
The Cotton Bowl opened up in 1930, so this was our 90th year, and it was set to be our best year ever.
But COVID-19 left the iconic stadium empty. Management is now turning to drones to help fight the virus. Paul Wosner with Arvika Aerial Tech is leading the charge, partnering with Our Water to disinfect large event centers.
One pass, we can hit, I think it's 4 rows, as opposed to a person going in and having to do each one by themselves.
The Cotton Bowl, which typically holds just over 92,000 people, can be disinfected in roughly 4 hours. For now, the drones at the stadium will be practicing, spraying only water as they wait for the FAA to approve the use of the disinfectant. They expect that to happen within the next 90 days. With Fox on Tech, Hunter Davis, Fox News.
Strong gains for some of the market's most influential companies helped Wall Street close out its 4th straight winning month.
Mm.
The S&P 500 rose 25 points Friday following blowout profit reports from Apple and several other tech titans. The Dow gained 115 points. The NASDAQ composite jumped 158. Despite the gains, caution was clearly present across markets as the coronavirus pandemic continues to cloud the economy's prospects. 7:51 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. More job cuts for Wichita's largest employer, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, that news came late Friday. Good morning. Spirit AeroSystems announcing more Wichita layoffs. The latest reduction includes 450 new layoffs as part of an overall cut to commercial employment of 1,100 workers. Clearly, the move is due to a 1-2 punch of problems with the 737 MAX and the COVID-19 pandemic. The company says the announcement includes some previously announced layoffs and also takes into account employees transitioning from commercial to defense work. However, another Wichita company is looking to hire workers. Johnson Controls says it needs to hire more than 300. The additional staff is needed to help it meet demand for the residential HVAC equipment it builds in Wichita. Human Relations Manager Chris Eagle says we need 310 people yesterday. The hiring includes greater pay than before to start at the company with a new minimum of $13 an hour. And a new brand of car wash entering the Wichita market, Club Car Wash expanding into Wichita with five locations, starting with 21st Street North and 127th Street East. The company's based in Missouri. CEO Roland Bartel says the deals are in the works in Mays and Derby at 47th and Broadway, and another in East Wichita. Getting word of breaking news this morning, Brandon Stephen Motors has completed an $80 million acquisition of the Honda of downtown Los Angeles. Parent company Stephen Enterprises, owned by Brandon Stephen and brother Rodney Stephen II, bought the dealership from Velocity Motors, and owner Joe Schuster will have more on that throughout the day. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal. Yeah. $80 million acquisition of a dealership in Los Angeles.
In L.A. How about that?
I don't know. Yeah. There's no cars out there.
No cars?
Nobody drives in L.A.
That's right. Nobody in L.A.
drives in
right
L.A.
Out.
Wow.
Yeah, there's too much traffic.
There's too much traffic. Who wants to drive there? Yeah.
Right.
Well, what about, wouldn't it be nice if they could certify the dadgum 737 and get it back in the air? What?
Get that going.
Is there anybody who has anybody at the FAA or any place that feels any urgency at all in this?
Well, I you would hope so. We haven't heard much recently.
Yeah.
The FAA did say there would be a 45-day comment period. Of course, that extends things a little bit.
Yeah.
So, just not sure where we are in the process because we haven't had any notices.
That's right. That's right. We're just kind of stuck in limbo like everything else with regard to this pandemic and everything. All right. Bill, have a good weekend. Are you in good shape this morning, sir?
Good weekend, good shape. Excuse me, except for a frog in my throat.
I'm okay. Yeah, a frog, yeah.
Yeah.
How's Gretchen?
Had a good weekend.
How's Gretchen doing these days?
Gretchen's doing well. She's working hard and
well, somebody's got to,
up a storm.
Right?
Yeah.
I've found that in married couples. At least one person has to work pretty hard.
Yeah.
That's right.
And,
it ain't going to be me.
I think we figured out that one.
Yeah, figured out that. All right. Thank you, Bill. Hey, stay tuned. Yep. Save with Steve and Ted coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the latest on that tropical storm that's threatening the East Coast. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yes, the first of our daily visits all month long with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Plus, you have entertainment news on the way.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on your entertainment news from the weekend at 8:35 this morning.
And the traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us here, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.